You going to be like this today?
I'd rather not do it. Today we're having fun.
Yeah.
Today we're goofing, but if you do cross the line, I'll put you down.
You said you wanted me fired up, dude, so I'm fired up.
I do nothing but defend
Filters
you.
Filters off.
I defend you all the time.
Hey, we're here live. Welcome to the podcast. We're here with the Joey DeRosi.
Oh, my God.
Joey.
What's up, dude?
Why are you fucking being nasty?
You asked me to be. You said you didn't like when I came in polite today.
You weren't, yeah.
And you were polite. You were like, I want you more wound up. And you started talking to me about the state of comedy. And now I'm all fucking aggravated. Because I hate almost every one of our friends. And I can't tell them to their face.
Yeah, I know. I know. You can't.
How could you? You can't have friends. Can't have enemies. You just gotta pretend that everything is fine. What's on your hat, man?
It's our cool logo.
Branding.
Sotech?
Yep.
What's that say?
Sotech.
No, seriously, what's it say? Sod? I can't see what it says. What does it say?
What's that?
What is the word on your hat?
What's that, sir? You don't think I can get out of this?
No,
I feel like I tanked the vibe. The Sinatra comment was, I was just messing around.
I don't think it was the best. I've been going around saying Prince sucks.
True.
Wait, what does his head say?
So it's
tell him. Don't tell him ever. God damn it.
Sotage.
It's our company.
Oh, okay.
It's our LLC. Sotage.
Where'd you get that shirt from, dude?
I bought it off the internet. All right, cardigan, you fucking pussy. Clear glasses, cardigans, dude.
You better watch,
Chucks,
dude.
We cool be, socks. Shut up.
I'll beat you up in your own apartment.
You literally look like a third grade teacher.
Whoa, what were you just going to say, dude?
Nothing.
Dude, what were you just going to say?
That's for real. My third grade teacher's outfit. She was a woman.
Yeah.
She was a dumb woman.
Do you think I won't slap that. You on your own couch?
I'd love to beat the fuck out of you.
It's got to come to blows.
How do you do this?
It's got to come to blows.
You're so nasty.
It's got to come to blows.
Every time. And then he'll call me tomorrow.
Call me nasty.
Dude,
like
when you said you were going to beat me up, that actually wasn't cool.
No, I would not say that. And you're always saying that because Soder said I would say that. What about the Super Bowl?
That's not true.
Huh?
I've had how many of those phone calls with you?
No,
I
never.
Where I go, my bad, I went too hard.
Oh, well.
You were right, my bad.
I didn't say when you said you were going to beat me up.
No, of course not that. I was exaggerating.
You had a couple times where you got like a little too.
I get it.
But it was like coming from a place of hurt in you.
Yeah, probably.
Which was interesting. It wasn't anger. It was like you would get hurt and then like keep pushing buttons.
Or is that just the real superpower?
You know?
Maybe.
You'd be, because you would tell me after. I don't think it's TMI. You'd tell me after. You'd be like, you know, dude, I just thought like, we were like boys, dude. And you were like, we talked on the phone yesterday. And you show up, you don't even say hi to me. You said that to me about Ari.
Wait a minute. That's exactly what you do. That's crazy.
No, you do it too.
Yeah, no, I go, my bad, you were hurt. I didn't know you were actually
hurt.
No,
but you got mad at me at Ari's picnic because I didn't say hi to you. When I walked in, you were mad at me about that. It was also the same time you got mad at
dude. That sauce.
That was Pearl. You just Pearl Harbored him, dude. Yeah. It's about to be a dumb.
Here it comes.
No, that's also the night you got in the fight with what's his name? Because you almost pushed him off the roof.
Oh, me and O'Connor got in a battle.
Yeah, you were in a space that.
Why is it got to be like this?
No, I was. I'll give you the credit that I did. I was fucking with you too much. You were like, we were sitting outside. It was like sunny. We were on that small thing, and I kept fucking with you. And you were like, dude, enough. And I was like, all right.
Because I was like, I just want to hang out and have fun today.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We're not like.
I said sorry 2 years ago when that happened. You're a lady, dude.
I ain't mad about it.
God.
I'm not mad about it.
You're telling me, between the two of us, when we talk shit, I'm not the one always calling to say sorry?
What do you mean always? I feel like we had this phone call two times. Once you called me and said, dude, I was being too much. And then there was another time I probably called you and said the same thing.
All right. Well, it's not a big deal.
You know? We had a very, but in all fairness to both of us, we had a very, we had a weirdly contentious period.
Yeah.
Where like when we would meet up,
two alphas,
when we were ready to be like, in fact, when we both did We Might Be Drunk last, I remember you were like, you going to be like this today, dude?
I say it every time. I go, let's not do it.
It's two alphas, dude.
Rather not do it.
But you
then
want
there's
me,
one then there's the, one you hit me with one I go all right he did it everybody saw it That was the first one.
You asked me to do it today, though.
Well, today I'm having fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today we're goofing. But if you do cross the line, I'll put you down.
Yeah. I feel like you guys want a connection. It's like, who was that old writer that said, like, humans are like porcupines on a cold night and they just want to get close to each other, but their spikes just fucking...
R.L. Stein. All I heard was Porky.
That's off fucking limits,
I know, dude. Come on. I was trying to wind you up on the way over, dude. And I was like,
no, you couldn't.
I know, because he said he would pay for my Ubers. And I texted him and I go, I'm in the Uber. Have my fucking Uber money ready when I get there.
I said, screenshot the receipt.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, dude. And he's like, I know you want me to fight, but I'm not doing it.
I'm not going
to
fight you.
He wouldn't jump. Yeah, no fight. No, we were having a nice discussion.
Yeah, no. I was just fucking apart.
Hold on. Tell me if I'm wrong on this.
Yeah.
Prince sucks.
No, that's
overrated. Prince is overrated.
No, that's an insane
It's insane.
Yeah,
the guy,
good.
The guy, like arguably the most talented musician that ever
hearing.
Lived.
That's what I keep hearing, and then I watch a song and I go, "Who's this?"
If you watch one of his performances, I didn't know he shred. I just didn't think anything of him. I saw him shred,
but I don't totally care about.
And he can
shredding.
Hit like he shreds, can sing dude. Like he can hit these notes that are like
he's a total package.
I haven't watched enough.
Total package.
I keep saying, "Could somebody help me?"
He also knows.
Everybody keeps telling me I'm wrong. All I'm looking for is one person to go, "Yeah, you're right."
I'll tell you this, buddy.
No, he's
nice. I'll tell you this with Prince. So Prince, like, you know, first of all, any guy that can put out like a double album of greatest hits and you know every song, like that's an impressive record. But I'll say this with Prince. He's such an artist. Like he's a guy that gets way up his own ass and he'll put out full records of things where you're like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. I couldn't, another thing. I couldn't name like four songs.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm with you there. I don't know a lot of his songs, but I saw him perform one time and went, what the fuck? He was on TV. And I went, damn, this guy's nasty. He was
I'll tell you who's kind of, and I respect the hell out of her. I really do, but.
Celine Dion?
True.
No, Celine? She's sick, man. Don't make fun of Celine.
Yeah, she's.
I feel bad for her.
She's sick?
Cramping up, yeah.
Yeah, she's got like.
She's getting stiff.
She's it sounds horrible. Like it's a really rare thing.
It's like living statue disease or something.
It's horrible.
I swear to God, that's what it's called.
But is it affecting her organs?
No, just her whole. She's going to stop.
So her heart's going to go on.
I think. Oh shit! Damn, dude, I didn't even catch that,
folks. She has a disease where one day she's going to go and stop in one pose, and that's that.
Ugh.
Her body.
It's a disease called stiff person syndrome.
Yep. Yo, I think I think I had that this morning, dude.
Yeah, bump it. Bump it. We're talking dicks. We're talking boners. Matt's talking boners.
I love boner.
Speaking of boners, you were never mind.
Who's the
what? I was what?
I don't want to start. I was gonna start the attack.
No, go ahead.
No, we're having a nice time.
Who's the female artist? You stand by.
No, I was going to say, like, I've always been a little underwhelmed with, and I respect her so much, but I've always been a little underwhelmed with Madonna live.
Dude, don't get me started on Madonna shit right now.
You don't like Madonna?
I don't like what she's trying to, like, do, or we are doing now? To her. She has to be hot now. She's 60, dude. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
She's 60. She's a rich 60-year-old.
It was like when I saw the fucking Rolling Stones.
True.
Mick's still up there shucking and jiving, trying to be sexy. It's kind of like, ew, dude.
That's my controversial one.
What?
You don't like Stones?
I hate the Rolling Stones.
That's a fair one, though.
Like, I find them grating and annoying. I hate them. And the Beatles, too. I find the Beatles, like, annoying.
No, the Beatles are good. I want
I
it to be an anti-Beatles.
I have two Beatles albums. I would never own a Stones album, I don't think.
Yeah.
There are two Beatles records I like. What, dude? Beatles. Go ahead, say it, dude. Say it.
No.
Wait, so you don't like Madonna that much?
No, this is you're
this
doing
is
it without doing
this
it.
Is worse.
Yeah, just do it.
No, I'm not gonna say it. It'll be too mean. I would devastate you. What? You'd be so mad, dude.
What's it about?
You'd go full mad.
Just tell me category. Tell me the category.
Nothing.
Sexual impropriety.
Yeah. So you like Madonna more than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones?
I wouldn't say. Actually, yeah, I would listen to a Madonna greatest hits before I'd listen to a Beatles or Rolling
what?
Stones.
That's crazy take.
That's nuts.
It's not me saying I think they're bad
bands. Yeah,
I just don't like
personal,
the music. Like I find the Rolling Stones to just be I can't put my finger on it. I just find it irritating.
You think they're for dumbasses?
And also I'm just
to be fair.
Yeah, for morons. Yeah. For cucks, you know what I mean? And the Beatles, if I just hear one more fucking guy in his 50s be like, fucking John Lennon, man. It's like, shut the fuck up. Discover a new band. They didn't do it first. The fucking Beach Boys did it first. They did it more interestingly. The Beatles were great at what they did. But it's like saying, and I love Nirvana, but it's like saying Nirvana created the thing. They didn't create the thing. Sonic Youth and the Melvins, there were other bands doing it before Nirvana. But Nirvana did it in a formula that caught.
And then killed themselves. Which...
And I think they would even admit to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Beatles, it's just like this. And it's weird. I love fucking Paul McCartney's solo stuff.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm a Lennon guy.
I think Lennon is garbage. And I do think he's way overrated.
Lennon?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
The whole band was fucking McCartney.
I think his solo stuff is so fucking boring.
Well, he made a wrong turn with the wife in the band.
Oh, my
Anyone
God.
Anyone can do that.
His millionaire bullshit. Go! I'm going to lay in a bed with my $1 billion and fight world hunger, whatever fuck he did.
He was proto bono.
I'm not fighting anything. I do the exact same thing. That's like, I lay in bed for like 5 days at a time.
That's my favorite joke at Office Space. Where he goes, what'd you do if you had $1 million? I'd do nothing. I'd sit on my ass all day. Yeah. Well, damn. My cousin's broke. He don't do shit. You don't need $1 million to do that.
What a hit. What a smash hit movie.
That movie is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the documentary with the Beatles?
Which one?
The one that came out. It was like the big one.
No, the one
like
that just
40
came,
hours. Yeah.
No, I wasn't. Yeah,
everyone swears by it.
Shines light on McCartney. McCartney was a bit of a, I mean, he was kind of the driving force of the band. Songwriting.
It's so obvious when you hear his solo shit, you're like, this guy like knows his way around music. Like,
yeah,
he fucks with different genres. He's got stuff that's like almost in, he's got stuff on McCartney too that almost sounds like Ween and shit like that. I'm like, this guy was like,
that's what I want,
you know, it's
more
cool.
Ween.
Yeah, dude. Like Ween. You like Ween?
Kreischer took us when we did a show with him.
Kreischer took
no. He took. I was gonna make fun of him, but all right.
Oh no, go ahead. I love Kreischer. He's fun to make fun of.
Took us to Wilco.
Wilco.
So they were the next night at the venue we did, and he was like, "This is my favorite band. We're gonna stay an extra day." I was like, "All right, I've never seen Wilco."
Dude, they started playing.
I never saw them. They started playing, and I was just like, "No way, dude!" We had to sit through a whole Wilco concert.
Yeah,
dude.
You like Wilco.
I like some of their songs, but I couldn't sit through.
He's got his leg ready to repel you.
No, it's like Dave. It would be like going to see Dave Matthews Band. I'd be like,
I would have loved to have seen DMB.
I would have been like, all right, ants marching. I'm good. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Like, but I'm like, I don't want to sit through the jam.
But also, I never heard one Wilco song.
That's a finger break.
So there was nothing.
That's fucking Bert's favorite band. It just doesn't fit his personality.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like Van Halen.
Yeah, that's a perfect call, actually. Yeah. 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 Or like Motley Crue.
But it was very funny because he was into it. So I'm just sitting there like,
oh, God.
Dude, you suck.
And you got to sit there.
Like, but I couldn't.
You
got to
sit there and pretend.
I couldn't be mean because he was genuinely happy.
Yeah.
He was genuinely happy and he also gifted you this wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just had to be like, this is great.
Where did you see it? Was it? Weren't they at Red Rocks?
Yeah, it was at Red Rocks. It
probably was a decent concert. I saw them open up for Neil Young. I didn't know who they were.
It was on Mushrooms, too, and it still was like, this
really?
It was just a sea of fucking middle-aged white dudes.
See, that'll do it.
In fucking, like,
Patagonia.
Patagonia. Everyone just...
You're in Mumford.
Everyone trying to dance.
Oh, that'll hurt.
And then
you
would, like, on Mushrooms, you'd turn around and look up, there'd be a wall of white dudes going...
That's like Mumford's and Sons white. Yeah. That's Mumford's and Sons white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mumford and Sons rules.
I can't stand them. But my point is you're in the level.
I like their politics.
What are their politics?
I don't know. I think they got in trouble for something.
The one guy got kicked out of the band.
Did he really?
Because he kept it real.
Yeah, he kept it 100.
Kept it 100.
What are some of the other whitest bands? Wilco, Mumford & Sons.
Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay's got that universal appeal, though.
Coldplay's a little bit different because it's like...
You can get like, gay Argentinians.
Whitest bands?
I'll give you a great one.
Now you got like death metal.
Yeah.
No, but that's not what I mean. I mean, like, there's something like David Byrne's another one of these. Like, there's David, there's white musicians.
McDonald.
That white.
Michael McDonald.
That wealthy white liberal people love, think they're still hip for
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Wilco's definitely that.
Wilco.
Dave Matthews is definitely that.
Dave Matthews rules.
You know?
Dave Matthews is swag, dude.
Going to a Dave Matthews concert when you're in, 10th grade.
I never got to go. Oh, I never got to go.
Yeah, when there was only two albums before it all sucked. Yeah, I would have thought that was cool.
I didn't care about the music. It was just the first time I ever got to like sneak a water bottle of vodka into Hershey Park.
He seems like the man.
Dave Matthews, DMB. He's got a thing about hunger. That's the one thing. The only time I saw him talk is when he was saying, "Man, we're starving," and he had all these like African musicians with him, and he went, oh, "I guess I'm using that word wrong. I shouldn't use the word starving like that." And then he went, "I take it all back." Then he wrote that song, "Too Much."
I drink too much,
smoke too much.
Because he went, "Man, I'm starving. I need to eat." There was like African bass players, and he went,
"That's a great song."
Yeah,
I always think I want to listen to Dave Matthews, and then I listen to it for one song, and I'm like, "Fuck, this sucks." I'm always like, "Dave, I remember how much that was a fucking good song,
dude."
OAR, I used to love that song.
Yeah,
OAR was one when I was young.
Santa light in the sky like a diamond.
OAR was like a spinoff Dave Matthews.
OAR fucking Dashboard Confessional.
That's where I was gay.
Dude, Dashboard was the gayest.
Fuck that. That dude with his acoustic guitar playing like songs that are supposed to be electric, but they're not.
Yeah,
that sucked. Wait, what was there's
but I was a young man tapped into my wild emotions.
There's true. One that Dave Matthews song I still love. It's the first song on the second album. What's the second album called?
I don't know.
What about Crash?
Under the
table. The second album is called Crash.
No, is it?
The second album is called Crash. The first song on it.
You can do it. I'll get it.
I don't know.
It's called Too Much to Say, Too Much to Say. Yeah. That song's awesome.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think about, Frank Sinatra? Like him? Love him. Think he's overrated?
Love
really?
Him.
First concert I ever saw was Frank Sinatra.
Really? I have a non-popular take on Frank Sinatra. Glorified karaoke singer. That's what I think.
Wops love him. You got to watch out.
What is that based in?
He's just the way I hear opinion. It. I could literally do all of his songs better.
No, this is what... I've heard this opinion before, and I want to congratulate you for being on the intelligence level of Big J Okerson, who's the other person that expressed this to me, that crooning was easy and anybody could do it.
Dude, have you ever been to an Italian wedding? Every Italian dad croons at their daughter's wedding.
You're false.
They croon to say goodbye. They say they know their baby girl's going to get fucking,
I will tell you this.
She's going to get plugged tonight, so I got to sing.
It's like that take on.
I would croon if a guy picked up, I came to my house to pick up one of my sisters to go on a date. I would croon. I was younger. I was 6 years younger, but I would still croon.
That's
right. Tonight is the night.
That's funny.
You're going to finger my sister.
Did she get mad?
Oh, they'd get mad, especially the black ones.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would croon.
That's so funny.
We saw a black guy come to pick up our sister. Or, you know.
That's so funny.
Don't call the cops on that Denali. There's a Denali in this town.
That's so
funny.
Got
the neighbors talking.
But that take on crooning, let me bring it back down.
Take it back down.
I like to take podcasts. I like to go on podcasts that are jovial and laughter-filled and talk serious. I derailed Hey Babe last time I was on. Talked about depression for 45 minutes.
What you got to do?
Anyway. But no, that take on crooning is this. I understand why people say it, but it's like saying B.B. King is talentless. I could play a blues riff, and it's like, well, you could, but you couldn't play it.
Most people can't play.
Like you're talking
about the pentatonic minor. Like most people can't play the B.B. King.
Yeah. Like I think
that's more talent than
I think if you watched blues music and you watched traditional blues music
for sure.
Outside of the guitar solos, you would go, an amateur person would go, I could do that.
40 times better than Frank
Punk
Sinatra.
Rock, they would say it about, you know.
Nah, you gotta
it's three chords. It's this, that. Sinatra, dude, the emotion,
There's no emotion.
You're really wrong.
I disagree, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
towards the end?
No.
Dude, I'll say this, too. I thought Elvis sucked forever. And then I saw that last, his fat fucking fat singing.
It's amazing.
Have you seen him fat singing?
I've never seen it.
It's amazing.
Dude, we might need to pause this so you can
watch
see fat
Elvis.
Singing
I want
to
see fat Elvis.
Dude, that thing.
Unbelievably good. What's the song he sings that's
that Unchained Melody thing?
Unchained Melody.
At the end of the movie, I was crying my fucking eyes out.
Oh, you watched the whole movie?
I watched it with my parents. I had to hide that I was crying the whole time.
That movie sucked dick,
dude. Awesome. That movie was awesome.
So what do you think is better, Frank Sinatra or Enya?
I can't speak to Anya. I don't know anything.
Anya's
about
an Irish
her.
That's real Irish.
No,
musician.
I know who she is. I just real don't know.
She's literally worth more than Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay.
She lives in a castle next to Bono.
Okay.
That's feeling in that movie. No. Frank, I've never felt. I listen to Frank Sinatra. I don't feel anything, man. I listen to you. What the hell is this old fucking dumbass rattling on about?
He's an old dumb wop, dude.
And also, Enya is ethereal, dude.
Enya is so good.
Dude.
Enya, I cried at the end of Enya.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No, you didn't. Shut
dude,
up.
Dude, she's one of the most, she's one of the richest UK recording artists.
That must mean she's good.
I mean, dude, she never tours. She doesn't tour at all.
Yeah.
She doesn't tour at all.
Why do you know so much about Enya, you fucking queef?
She's so good, dude.
Point de Rosa. Unfortunately, Point de Rosa.
I just researched this yesterday on YouTube.
No, Enya, seriously,
Enya
was,
I just researched this yesterday. I was curious about Enya. You always hear so much about
Enya. My dad got into new age music when I was younger, and he loved Enya, and he bought the single for that. What was that band? Sadness Part One. Boop 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 boop. It was like that.
I like that.
That
keep
instrumental
going.
Song. No, you remember that song? That was called Sadness Part. Can somebody?
No, I don't
Google
know how
it.
Hear it.
The song Sadness Part One. I forget. Enigma, I think, was the name of the band.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
My dad got an NXS for a while. I kind
Enigma?
Of enjoyed that.
Yeah. And it was like, it was kind of like when, it was like when, remember when Back to Life came out, Soul to Soul? Back to life, back to reality. There was back like that phase life. Of music in the very early 90s where it was like instrumental, but it was sort of got, the song still got big.
Yeah, it was that song, that album I was talking about that I was listening to. What was that gay album I found? Whatever, it was just early 90s, late, all those gay songs. I liked them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought somebody would remember what it was. I couldn't.
I understand the pressures to sell tickets are an immense pressure. I didn't like that at all.
It is. It's very uncomfortable.
I bother managers, dude. I'm like,
go, where are we at? Where are we at?
Who cares? It's going to be good. I'm like,
were you doing clubs?
No. Yeah.
Let me tell you what that is. They don't do a fucking goddamn thing to publicize their own shows.
Yeah,
and then when nobody's there, they go, where's ticket sale? I wonder why. Really? That 6 minute spot on the weather fucking channel you had me do this morning didn't move tickets?
You got to do the clips, bro.
It's not every club.
You got to do crowd work clips.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love it. I'd love to see DeRosa's crowd work clips.
What's that?
Shut up.
You know, that's a problem these days. Everyone's a fucking bitch. I yelled at a guy at a show recently. I go, I was trying to talk to him. He wouldn't respond. And I go, relax. I'm not going to clip it and put it on the internet like every other fucking comedian in this country. You just talk to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not every club, but a lot of these clubs, like, they don't do anything to publicize, and then they sit there and go, what did you do? It's like, what did I do?
Well, I was waiting. That's what I was waiting for, like, the worst possible. They turned out good, but I was, like, ready for, like, the club to call me and be like, what the fuck did you do?
And well,
like,
then maybe it was.
Oh, I don't know.
It's worse.
Happens now?
I know we're doing stand-up comedy inside baseball shit, but.
Yeah.
There's not, like, you go from being a feature, which is the shit. You just show up. You're like, who gives a fuck who's here? This will be fun. I'm going to fuck around. I did 20 minutes. This is going to be great. The first time you start headlining, you're just like peeking your head out from behind the green room door.
It's
just
brutal.
Like, it's fucking empty.
I know.
It's fucking empty. What do we do?
Are you going to see people?
Like, I guess there's traffic. There might be traffic. And then you fucking ask the club owner and they're like, what's it looking like? They're like, tonight's not bad. Saturday night's looking pretty good. What the fuck?
Yeah. They love that.
So five shows are
Saturday
terrible?
Saturday is great early. I used to always make a joke when I went on the road because it was like every gig I would do, the club owner would come up to me and be like, and I'd be like, how are numbers? And they'd go, listen. It turns out the Beatles, they're not dead. They're alive.
Yeah.
And they're doing a reunion across the street.
I know this.
Always something. I swear to God,
it was
one time.
You recorded an album during the Final Four in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I did a show on the Super Bowl.
I told you when the first time I ever met you was at the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah.
At the Chameleon Club in Lancaster.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, that album fucking ruled.
Oh, thanks, man.
And that was exactly what you said then.
Oh, yeah. She was a good bit for a little while.
And I was like, I love side B. The B side.
I wanted that to be the whole album. Was bombing at the.
It was my favorite.
Skull. You did a B side bomb.
Yeah, A side was the headlining, the real set, and then B side was the same set that he tried to do.
We tried Everyone to record at the Laughing Skull right during March. Awesome. What was it?
It's the Final Four. Final in Four.
March. Yeah. It was in Atlanta. We tried to record at the Laughing Skull. The shows were so bad and so poorly attended. Not because of the Laughing Skull. I like that place.
Yeah.
But because of just the circumstance.
Yeah.
And we got one show that I thought was worth something, and it was the crowd. It was the only packed show, and they were so drunk, and I fought with them the entire hour.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I said, I want that to be the album. And this guy Jason, that has this label called Be Seen, was that did it. He was like, that you can't put that out. Like, that can be the second part.
Yeah.
So it was so rough of a run of shows. I left, went and did Moon Tower, and while I was at Moon Tower, what's his name? It was Mike Albanese and Gilbert, the two main, like, I feel yeah. like the main dudes of Atlanta comedy, called me and they're like, we can set up another show on Monday night if you, because I was driving. And they're like, if you want to drive back through Atlanta on your way home, we can set up a show for Monday night at Star Bar and pack it. And we can try to record again. And I called the label guy and he's like, yeah. And we did it. We had one show. We got the album.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that became the album. And then the B side was the other thing. But it was always something like that. I remember being in North Carolina. They told me there was a fucking, I think it was called the Tulip Festival. And I was like, what? What is that? And he was like,
everyone's there.
He goes, you've heard of the flower, right? Yeah. And I was like, yes, I know the flower. He goes, there's a festival for it. And nobody's coming to the shows.
That's the thing. You go to insane. Buffalo, you go to anywhere in the north. Yeah. If you go during the summer, they're like, yeah, people go outside.
Yeah.
We've been locked inside all winter, so yep. you're not going to sell a ticket.
Yep.
I did Indianapolis during the Final Four.
Which
in Indy, Helium. Okay. The whole crowd, the late shows, because everybody's just day drinking the whole time.
Oh.
It's just everybody's in like different college uniforms, shit face. They have no idea what the show is. They just came in. They're like, let's see some comedy tonight.
That sucks.
Ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
I got an office party in Phoenix. There was just like
nine people came up afterwards
and were like, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And I came up and was like, thanks, guys.
I got hit with an office party in Irvine. Two women. It was a holiday party. It was during Christmas.
Yeah.
A lady just sat like this, because you know how the tables are going that way?
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't face me. They faced each other and just
the whole
fucking show. There was an old woman going,
dude, can I tell you that I tried to do like the ultimate road dog move and invite a dude on stage with me and it backfired.
Of course it backfired. Why'd you do that?
He just yelled at me the whole time.
So funny.
Oh, what happened?
He was huge.
What happened when he got
up
there?
He just was talking the whole time, like, dude, please stop. And he started like chattering. I'm like, yeah, why don't you get up here, dude?
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, asshole.
Yeah, and he came up and was like, I was making fun of him, but it was insane. There was a drunk guy screaming on stage. I'd be like, okay, dude, get down. You got to get down now. Yeah. The whole crowd was like, what is this? It looks so cool on YouTube, dude.
Yeah, it's so cool when they do it.
It's so funny. I was at Laugh Bar.
I was just scared he was going to beat me up. I was like, oh, dude, you should get down now.
It would have been awesome if he would have fucking whooped your ass up there.
It would have been righteous.
That would have been a good
clip. I was like, dude, he's making fun of how I was dressed. I was like, dude, you're dressed like a Russian Uber driver, dude. Get out of here. He was like, you're fucking gay, dude.
Ooh, like, the counter.
Yeah, I was like,
the perfect counter punch.
So what if I am, dude? Get this guy out of here.
She just sucked his dick while I beat you up.
I would have won.
Yeah.
Him just punching you while you suck it has his dick in your mouth.
That would have been awesome, dude. Dude, that would have ruled.
Yeah.
From a ticket moving perspective, dude, that would have.
He said he was gay.
True.
He's like, just raining and boast.
We're not talking about stuff like that.
No, I did Laugh Boston once, and I walked. There were 40 veterinarians there, and I walked.
Why?
I walked all of them. I was at the time I was doing a lot of jokes about death, like dying and stuff. And this lady goes, it was a Christmas. It was their Christmas party, I guess. And she goes, change the subject. And I was like, well, what? And I got fucking pissed, and I started talking to her, and I was like, what do you do? And she was like, I work at the vet. And I go, but what do you do? She goes, I massage the dogs before the operations.
Oh.
And I go, do you get extra for the hand job? And they all got up and left and then sent letters to the club and said, your comedian insinuated that my assistant sexually manipulates animals.
That is part of their job. Dude, they pop anal glands and stuff.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, dude. a dog gets a, their anal glands
their
get
anal
fucking
glands get swollen.
Lemaire, shut him up, dude.
Oh yeah. Why don't you explain the
Yeah, Lemaire's Sean's boss now. You hired
Matt, I can tell you this though. When you when
no,
you,
hold on, hold on. This is very important to the this is important part of canon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we hired Sean's our producer, but we hired Lemaire. We had fired Lemaire traditionally.
Yes.
I got Lemaire fired.
Was
for,
our original producer?
Because one time we he was original producer.
He
we
was just unbelievably bad at it.
Yeah, he just fucked up constantly. We had someone sat out of frame for an entire
episode. He would eat on camera, you'd hear him fucking crackling. He'd be high as shit, all of a sudden you'd hear a bag of chips start to open. It was usually during a lull where we had nothing to say. There's some chips, so we were both like, fuck him. It's his fault.
That's funny.
So we fired him. And it, by the way, took the firing like a champ.
Dude. Like a fucking champ. I've never, dude.
Yeah,
he was just like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Why are you acting like you got fired? Why are you talking like you got fired from Microsoft or something? You got fired from this. Who cares?
No, I know, but I'm saying we're friends. Right? So it was weird to
be
like.
It was before the pod was big, right?
Right when it was starting.
He was like, you're doing me a favor, dude. Come sit
Fortune
and watch you guys.
It was Fortune 300 at
now,
the time.
Yeah.
Fortune 300?
Now it's Fortune 5.
All right. You guys are doing real well. I see the charts. I do. I see the charts.
Which one, bar or this one?
Which one? The one that we're number one on?
I see Chartable. I don't care for it.
Shut up over there.
This show's always
above.
This
isn't your mom's house.
This is no, I'm serious. You guys chart well. I'm not being funny.
Which
no,
charts are you referring to? We need Lemaire, look up the charts.
If you go to Chartable, Chartable is a website and it shows you like the Apple rankings.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And you guys consistently are above my podcast and it bothers me.
Why?
Like we don't look at that. You gotta stop looking at that.
Yeah,
stuff,
we don't look
dude.
At the charts. We look at the money charts.
Yeah, that's dude. What I look at, dude. Let's talk about it. You saw what I'm wrong with today, right?
Oh, I saw you in there almost.
Whoa, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't want to. That's $100.
Big blue faces, bro.
Yeah.
Folks, that's $100.
Yeah, that's $100. There's folks. A 20 under it, too.
Folks.
That's my favorite thing you do.
The folks joke?
Folks.
I don't really do it.
He'll tell like a stupid joke, and then to end it, he just, folks. Let me hear one. I know you got one loaded.
The one I used to do to the on stage, I would do it. You know Blake Wexler?
Yeah.
All right. I have a funny Blake Wexler thing that relates to this, but I would find a fat guy. I go, hey, buddy, you could be a runway model at LAX. You know, because he's fat. Yeah. You get it? And then I go, folks, you know. And then I'd find a lady with huge tits, and I'd go, lady, is that a boob job? Looks like your doctor was working overtime. Listen, folks. It was bad on purpose.
Folks is great.
But I did that at a show that Blake Wexler had, and I did the runway, and dude, it like bombed. Like, they didn't get the irony of it or anything. The guy just thought I was being mean.
Yeah.
And I got off stage, and Blake Wexler was laughing so hard. He goes, my favorite part of the show is when you called that guy a fat pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like fat talk anymore. You can't
that
do
that. Real. Yeah. Wow, you're like, you said that like you hate Blake. You're like,
I love Blake. Yeah. I was just gonna start complimenting Blake, and then I was like, that's so kind of fucking gay of me.
He's shooting a special this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Cleveland, yeah.
Blake's the man. I ran into him on the way into the NFC Championship game in Philly.
He's the man, dude. Yeah. He's like the nicest. He's funny as shit, too. Yeah. He really makes me fucking laugh.
Is he still working with Todd Glass a lot? Todd Glass posts the funniest fucking social media
Todd's
shit.
So funny, man.
What's he do?
He posts like weird videos where he's like the Uber driver and somebody else is filming. He's like, our Uber driver's crazy. And he's just up there ranting. He's so good at like actually being that guy.
Todd's the best guy ever.
He's got a little Mel Gibson in him. Todd Glass is
a little Mel.
Him, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Mel, dude, I just watched Braveheart.
Wait, let's talk about Todd Glass bits first.
Now, hold on. Let's talk about Braveheart, dude.
Yeah, Gibson.
Come on.
This is how you get the ticker.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
He's got movie takes. He's a big movie snob.
Bit of
I'm not a snob at all.
You're a bit of a cinephile.
A cinephile.
Foodie, your Twitter bio should be foodie/cinephile.
Foodie? It shouldn't be comedian?
Well, then, obviously.
No. Yeah, no, you have a point.
What
I'm
about
sorry.
A feeble, what about a like feeble-file?
Wait, what did you call
you a feeble-file?
What's a fumophile?
A feeble-file is like a cool pedophile. It's like the guys who are like only like 16, 17.
Yeah, beasts.
I used to say D'Elia. You know, folks. There you go. That's a good
folks.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about Mel Gibson?
I'm a fan.
All right.
I mean, he had a slip up.
About what?
He had a slip up.
Wait, were you talking about Daddy's Home, too?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like his first one back? Was like Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home.
No, his first one back was The Beaver. The Beavers with Jodie Foster directed it.
I've never even
heard
of it.
What did he do? What was the movie about?
It was a movie about a guy who had a mental, like he was in therapy and he started to carry a puppet around of a beaver. I think that he would like speak through.
What? That was his first one back?
Yeah, it was like an art house kind of thing that Jodie Foster did. But he did that like, I'm talking like,
right.
I was like, damn, Jodie Foster's a G. Like, she stepped right in like nice. A month later, was like, yeah. I'm going to get you back on your feet,
pal.
You know, like, I was like, God damn, I don't even think he paid the ticket yet for when he called the cop a Jew or whatever the fuck he said.
He got busted for everything. I think he just nuked everything so hard that it was like, just let him right back in.
Yeah.
It's so, he did everything. He hit every button you could possibly hit.
You know what I saw last night or yesterday?
No.
That was Ray Liotta's final movie, Cocaine Bear.
Oh, was it good?
No.
I heard it was kind of fun and crazy. It's not.
It's kind of fun and crazy, but it's also bad. It's got a lot, like half the jokes are like if a little kid says fuck.
Oh, I hate that.
It bothers me so much. I saw it in theater, and there were people howling laughing, which actually made me start to laugh because this one lady got the giggles. She couldn't stop laughing. And then I was like, first I was like, fucking retards think this is funny. And then she kept laughing. I was like, fuck. That's pretty funny. She's funny. Yeah, the whole movie's, it's crud. Yeah.
How's Liotta in it?
He's actually pretty good, but it's a bummer that that's his.
I mean, I feel like Liotta.
It's his last movie.
Liotta was on.
It's kind of a good way to go, though. He gets fucking killed by a bear.
He was on auto. Sweet. Like, I feel like the last 10 years, he was really on autopilot.
He was doing fucking.
What am I doing? Playing a crazy cokehead? Okay. You know, like every movie.
What did he do besides Goodfellas? I don't even know what movies he was in.
He's in shitloads.
Really?
Was it Field of Dreams?
What?
He's in Field of Dreams, small part.
Briefly,
Copland. He's great in Copland. He's a great actor. Something Wild was his big breakthrough.
Yeah.
Jonathan Demme movie. He's great. He's great. He was a great actor, and he was great at playing a guy that. Like an intense kid. He played Sinatra in the Rat Pack. He was awesome.
What?
He's a great actor. But then this last 10 years, I felt like he just was like, fuck it, man. I'm working. I'm not going to question it.
Chantix.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Like, it's like they bring Samuel Jackson in to be Samuel Jackson now.